You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you're ready for our event tonight at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. Cannot wait for that.
It's an event.
I did talk to Phil last night.
God dang, you talked to him a lot.
Doors open at 6. 6:30 the event begins, but doors do open at 6 p.m. this evening.
Opening
in
the
Ashland.
Doors.
They're opening the doors. Bill, they're opening the doors.
There's an opening, yes.
Do you think there'd be a line at 6 p.m.? Let me in.
Well, I wonder if that's the doors to get in the back room, because I was there on a Wednesday at like 4:30, and there was people lined up to get in a couple Wednesdays ago.
Really?
To the regular restaurant.
Really?
For the normal
crowd. It's got to be a good feeling if you're at a restaurant. Yes. There's a line to get in.
It's got to be a good feeling. In the middle of summer.
What time are you guys going?
I'll be there about 5:40 at the latest.
I don't know. Bill, I'm
you got
coming,
dungarees on right
I'm,
now.
I'm coming via Omaha, so I'm not sure what time I'll arrive. Somewhere close to that, similar.
5:45.
Similar to that time.
Yeah, see
that
you
time
then.
Frame. Yes.
See you then.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Bill's got dungarees on. Always makes me nervous.
We conversed yesterday about a plan, so we think we feel good about our plan tonight.
Just approach it like a radio show.
That's right.
100% fine.
Be fun.
Probably get some free food out of the deal.
We are getting some prime rib out of it. Yes, that's part
rib.
Of the deal.
Yes,
prime rib, dinner roll,
really
salad,
really
dessert.
I haven't had prime rib in a long, long, long time.
That changes tonight.
It changes everything. Your whole life changes tonight.
I don't want my whole life to change, but
part of it.
It's fine. When you first went to the basement, did you think? By Target, did you think you'd be doing a feature show after dark at a premier steakhouse?
Wait a second.
Our old station was
essentially in the basement.
It was essentially a basement of that building.
It was a basement.
He went down the hill to be in the
Target.
Yeah. Now he just set in, didn't he? Just finally figured it all came together, didn't it? Coming together.
Yeah,
we
like,
we don't used to think about it as a basement, but it was. That was the basement of the building.
We used to whip down that little hill. Remember
too
that little
fast.
Hill you'd whip down right there and Jake would get yelled at.
Someone called the police one time. He seriously called the cops because I came in too quickly
in
into
too
the
hot.
Parking lot.
Those are great memories,
at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he did come flying down there.
Yeah,
she called the cops on
you
me.
You did, though. You it wasn't
there was
like,
nobody in the area.
It wasn't like you stopped doing it after that because I saw you whipping down that thing multiple times.
Also, it didn't.
It was fun.
It was a very. There was a
was
hierarchy too of where people parked.
Yes.
You parked. Everybody parked in the same spot. You guys had your spots. I came in there like, oh no, yeah, I got shooed.
You parked like intentionally way up on the hill. Like Bill, you don't need to park on the slope. You can park on the ground.
No, I went down low. Then
you went down,
I went way down low
by
after
the
that.
Trees. Okay,
early on, then you moved down there.
You were over in the trees. Forest area.
Yeah, you were always in the same area, and they had that in. It was fun because we watched that hotel get built.
We did.
Yeah. It was fun. It's like 2 years. Yep. It's like, okay.
I'm glad you remember this.
Watched the hotel get
Our
built.
Commercial yeah. breaks. Went happy. Outside and watched that hotel get
constructed. This makes me happy. Yeah, that hotel, if you go drive by and go down into that, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's set up. It's ready to roll.
Should we tour it sometime?
Wouldn't be a bad
thing. We watched touring. This get built. We want to see the end result
that,
here.
I'm not saying it's that nice, but take a tour of it. But it's nice. I would say it's one of those new kind of modern hotels.
Most of the ones that have been built in the last year are somewhat modern.
Different, yes. though. They're different. They're built for younger people. They're not built for us.
What's that mean? Just now, more Wi-Fi?
Yeah, what does that
mean? What does that mean? Better Wi-Fi? What is that?
Okay, that could have been Bull. I don't know who that was waving. Okay, and I'm going to try to do this. I've been in some hotels, Bill, where I walked in to the room and I didn't even know how to do it. Like, I didn't know how to turn, like, the lights, even turning on the lights was challenging.
How so?
You just couldn't find a normal switch like that you'd expect. Just different.
And this is the signal for the switch?
So how did it, just so we know. So how did you turn the lights on eventually?
I made my way to something that looked like a lamp that I don't even, you know, you're not even sure at the time. I'm thinking about a hotel in Oklahoma City that was particularly youthful and I think built for a different generation. No carpeting. It's very sterile. It's just a bed and I don't know, a lot of steel and like, it just, I don't know.
Steel. A lot of steel.
A lot of metal. Let's say metal. Just different. It's not like going to the Holodome. I mean, it's not
Nothing's
even close.
As good as going to the Holodome.
But it's not even close. I mean, it's not. So, yeah, it's just different. I'll tell you, you'll run into one sometime. You're going to be, this is what Sipple's talking about.
New modern hotel for the youth.
Yeah, they're just different. They have a different feel. Just the TV, like, forget it. I mean, I didn't even make hardly an attempt at the TV.
TV gets you now, it does. All of a sudden, you're on Netflix or something. So I just want to watch TV. Yeah. I just want ESPN. There's a lot of TV work to it.
And it wasn't even a thought. I mean,
I like when you go to some of the smaller towns and you'd be like the cobblestone of different places, and you're it was out in Arthur like that. There's like whatever they have for cable or their streaming system, it's like 800 stations. And you got to kind of whip. There's some work to get through them.
Yep.
But they have everything you want.
Somebody would show you, like Layton. No, you don't have to go through all of them. He'd say you don't have to go through all of them. This is how you search.
Yes, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then the other part of these new modern hotels, and I can't describe them like I want because I don't partake very much. But the one in Iowa City, it was in Iowa City. Mm. There's one in Oklahoma City. There's one in Iowa City that Sean had me in. And, like, it's not the same when you go downstairs and say, I want breakfast. The breakfast was like they said some, like, oh, this is a like an Indian-style breakfast or something. I was just like, what?
Where was this at again?
In Iowa City. It wasn't.
They have an Indian-style breakfast. I've never heard of that.
There was a bunch of stuff I didn't recognize.
A lot of curry? I mean, what was it? What did they have at the breakfast?
I don't know. It was another country's breakfast, and I didn't recognize anything. I was like, is there scrambled eggs?
Wait, hang on.
Have scrambled eggs, but we have something that's kind of like that. You know, I'm like, okay. No.
They weren't saying continental
No, breakfast. It wasn't continental. Continental would have been like Thanksgiving to me. I mean,
they would have had one of those Sara Lee. One of those continental means a Sara Lee. Danish that
no,
you unwrap.
It wasn't. I'm telling you.
I know. I'm just telling you what continental is.
Yeah, 100. Yeah. I know what. Yeah, that is. I mean, I just wanted to be back in Memphis at the Holiday Inn where they had, you know, like normal food, sausage. Someone some sausage and pancakes. Yeah. No, we don't have that, but we have this little wrap over here that's with some strawberries in it. No.
so you probably won't stay there next time then.
I'll stay where Sean puts us.
Well, what did Sean think about the breakfast? He had to have a thought.
Him and Rob are still pretty young. They don't think they're like fine.
They're in their 40s. They're not that young.
Pretty young. Robin's 40.
So there was a lot of steel and strawberries at the hotel.
And just food I didn't recognize. Nice. Just all of it's
did
odd.
You end up trying the it or
weight
going
room
somewhere
was
else?
Odd. I mean, everything was odd. It just felt odd. What? No. Did I try somewhere else?
Yeah, no. Did you ate the food there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if I did, I
went hungry that morning.
is picked at something. But that's there's modern hotels. The two that come to mind were in Oklahoma City. I was with Parker, and
Iowa City.
Iowa City with Sean and Rob. It's not always like that. But those two stand out in my mind. There's people that'll understand. The new age hotels are a little different.
What's your best trip this year?
I don't know.
UCLA again, going back to L.A.?
Yes. Thank you.
Going back to L.A.?
You got me. I love going to L.A.
Chiefs Stadium. Go down there and see that Arrowhead.
It's 8 o'clock. I don't even want to talk about that.
He's not ready to argue right now. Scream.
We talk about stuff and you say, I don't even want to talk about it. That's where I'm at with that. It's 8 o'clock.
I'll have an almost impossible time doing the show. Like I said, there's a really good chance, because I don't think it's going to be a real close game. I don't watch the second half. Because it's going to be like at 10 o'clock. It's like that's a school night for me. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot.
It's going to be late,
right? It's going to be brutal. And we do a post game show. I mean, can you imagine?
You'll be
that?
Up till 2 in the morning, not 3.
3. Yeah.
3 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, I'm contemplating driving right back after that. Just do it. Just get back. Just peel the Band-Aid off. Go.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Doesn't sound safe.
I don't think you should be driving at 3 a.m. after a long day of work.
Sounds great until you're about an hour in. Then it's like your first hour, like, well, I got this. And all of a sudden, Mountain City hits you. Yeah. Going, ooh.
I'm really tired. It's 4 a.m.
I told you, though, I did it. I did it for the NCAA volleyball tournament when Nebraska beat Florida for the national title.
That was like 8 years ago.
It was, but I went back. I went back right afterwards. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
But there was no live chat afterwards.
No, there's no post game show. So it was I got back like at 5. Yeah. This case I'd probably be back more like
some be you'll be more tired from talking though.
Talking?
Yeah. You just went home after the match.
Yeah,
this is not the same. You put energy into the post game show.
Can they just bring you in live?
You gotta stay in KC.
Can they bring you in live from your car? Just you and your
truck.
I'm on the road driving down I-29.
Keep me awake.
They probably could actually.
That would keep you away.
That'd be kind of fun. Yeah. And people could honk at you. There'll be people driving back. There'll be people driving back from going back to Nebraska that day.
100%.
People could honk at you. That would be fun, wouldn't it? You're live on the radio. People just laying on the horn at 1 a.m.
You and your honking. It'll be dark, so they might not recognize you.
Speaking of hotels, you want some breaking news here at all?
Yeah, got breaking news.
Breaking news?
Oh, we got breaking news. Speaking of hotels.
Received confirmation yesterday that we will have early break on remote broadcast next Thursday, July 3rd.
July 3rd.
At the brand new Residence Inn Hotel in the Haymarket, connected with the Courtyard Marriott. Their grand opening is July 8th. We'll be a kind of a teaser.
We're the pre-opening.
Yeah, we're the pre-grand opening to the Residence Inn in the Haymarket.
Wow.
The OG opening is us. How about that? Forever will be known as the original grand opening was the stool.
God.
We've been promised free breakfast, all you can eat free breakfast, so I know you'll go back every break for food.
What will they have, I wonder? I'd like to know the menu.
There's waffles.
There's
muffins. There's eggs. I don't know the rest of it beyond that.
So there won't be some strawberries wrapped in like a strawberry tort. It might be that.
You won't have your Indian breakfast at the Residence Inn.
I don't know that it was Indian. It was just something. It was
foreign.
It wasn't American.
It was continental.
Yeah.
They're trying to be creative.
This is kind of fun.
Next Thursday.
What is today?
Today is Wednesday, June 25th.
God dang, it's almost. Okay.
So we're almost a week away from 4th of July.
Oh,
already.
When you wrote that yesterday, I didn't realize how close that was.
Yes, that's next Thursday.
Wow. So we have an event tonight and an event next week?
Yeah. How about that?
Hmm.
Jake's stirring things up.
Do what I can. Last night, I had a neighbor come over to the house. She was inviting us to a party on the street. Our street.
Street party.
On 4th of July. We will not be around, so I was bummed to have to turn her down. But before she left, she said, hey, before we leave, we love your guys' lights. She does.
Halo lights.
She said, where do I get your lights? I said, halocustomlighting.com.
Yeah.
Mention the stool. We might get a discount, possibly.
You will get a discount.
She said, before I walk away, I have to ask you where you got your lights from because she says, we are going to get them. I said, all right, well.
Wow.
Let's get the whole street on board. Everybody. HaloCustomLighting.com. Bill has his neighborhood on them.
We had one the other day. So I asked, we had a good friend of the family and a great friend of Laura's and mine also, but I met her through Laura.
Yeah. Yes.
And there was a death in the family. And so one, two nights ago, I go, what are the lights on the house? What are we doing here? What is, looks kind of cool, but there's something way different like that. He goes, oh, that's remembrance lights.
Oh.
So there is a.
What were the colors?
It was a little more patriotic type of thought to it. And he goes, yeah, there's a remembrance theme. You just press that button. Lights on Halo lights went up to remembrance theme. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty, really cool.
Yeah. I was like, okay, once again, they're ahead of the curve.
You guys are good salesmen.
Ahead of the curve.
Jake, that was good.
I didn't even sell it. She came over and she sold herself.
What color were your lights at that moment?
They weren't even on yet.
That's good. That's a salesman. That's a classic selling ice to an Eskimo.
They weren't even on. She wanted them. Yeah. They were like blue and, I don't know, white last night.
Some blue and white.
And a little green. It's like a summer theme going on there.
Blue, white, and green. I like
but
that.
But she's like, every night we look at your house to see what lights are going to be. I'm like, okay, now you're staring at my house. I like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully not staring too closely into the house.
He's a pillar of the community, Jake is.
He is.
He's the pillar. He's the new pillar.
He's the pillar. He's stirring things up.
Yeah, stirring things up. He has a pool. He has a swimming pool.
Which suggested a level of
financial
success.
Financial success.
The house,
how many times
the
you
house
like,
came with the pool.
How many times you ever had...
I just put it in there myself.
Still had a pool.
The house came with the pool.
I didn't put
still
the pool
has
in
a pool,
myself.
Jake. Imagine the last time that you were like, sometimes you're a little bit, you know, on edge or down, you know, financially, like, hey, I'm kind of, things a little tight.
Yep.
What do you think we should do? I don't know. Probably should just build a pool. So that's never happened, you know. Nope. So
how about when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, the so-and-so family has a pool.
Yeah. You just, that was like, that took you back. Like, it was like, you didn't know what to say. First of all, I would say this.
You're intimidated.
When I grew up in Pender, mm-hmm. there was not one pool. There was not a pool anywhere in town. We had a pool. It was right downtown next to the park. That's our pool. This is our pool.
Nobody had a pool.
There was no one that had their own separate pool. Don't know if that's happened since that time.
I don't know when the boom started.
Get ready for this. Yes. Get ready for this one. Yes. The George family
had
an indoor pool.
In Columbus?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That would have freaked me out.
It did.
Yes.
It did freak me out.
Yes.
Yes. They were very.
Was it a big pool?
It was big enough.
In the 70s or the 80s?
It would have been both. The 70s and 80s.
Wow.
Yeah, indoor pool. Not like a gigantic house. Yeah, big enough, but indoor pool freaked me out.
The original.
I don't know if I should say the name of the. They're great family.
You already said it.
You already said the George family.
Oh.
You already said it.
You said that the George family had an indoor pool.
Yeah, the last name George, yeah. God bless them.
In Creighton, the original owner of Midwest Bank was. It was called American National Bank, and that was Joe Radowski.
Okay.
And he built a giant addition on his house. It was right kind of across from my parents to put an indoor pool in.
Ooh.
And we went there with my parents, me, Tamara, and Shindy, and we swam in the indoor pool and had cocktails delivered to us in the pool. True story.
No kidding.
True story.
Were you adults at this time?
This would have been sometime about 1990.
Okay.
About 1990-91. Wow. Just imagine all of a sudden, grab your suits. Ron, Sharon, grab your suits. We're heading over to the pool, to the indoor pool.
Indoor pool.
And Joe served cocktails.
Wow.
The bank president.
Wow.
Shindy's boss.
Wow. Shindy's boss.
Shindy's boss,
that's
Joe Radowski.
That's small. Yeah.
This is a one-time occasion, Bill?
One-time occasion.
Just one time.
And we probably could have easily been invited back.
Okay.
I swam in there twice. I was in there twice. I got invited back a different time. Yes.
See, indoor pools.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, so I got invited back with the Largen family from across the street also. They went over for, and like, hey, we're going to the pool. And I'm like, oh, can I jump in on this one? And I jumped in.
I never was in that indoor pool. There was another friend that had a pool. Yeah.
So you never went to the George's pool then?
No, no.
You just saw, you knew it was there.
No, I saw it through the windows. Yeah.
You, so you'd peer into the...
You peer through the...
So there's kids inside swimming.
You
would just
stalking on the pool.
And you would just peer inside. I could see him.
No. It wasn't stalking or peering. It was just, if I was nearby, I could, you could see it, you know.
You would stare longingly to go into the pool.
I think there's a...
I would love to see that house now, because to keep a pool, an indoor pool...
I wonder.
...up to speed is hard.
I wonder.
That's a lot. 50 years later.
That's like 25 years later. That's a lot.
It was the 70s.
Have you ever heard of Balin, like at Balin Industries?
Yeah, it's the Balin Buildings.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
B-E-H-L-E-N.
Walt Balin is maybe the most well-to-do person in Columbus. His house was right over there. And it was a big house, but you never saw anybody. It was very mysterious to me. Like it was brown, it was modern, but you never saw anybody.
In or out?
No, not even a car. I mean, it was... Very interesting to me. You lived right over by the George. anyway, that's
kind of want to drive
Columbus
by this
lore.
Area.
Yeah, it'd be fun for you. That's Columbus lore. Columbus lore.
Idle chit chat.
Yeah.
Anything else for idle chit chat yesterday at all?
Bill,
I've got nothing.
Yeah. Whoa, why do you have dungarees?
Whoa, I have nothing.
Can we address the dungarees?
It changes up every Wednesday. It's work Wednesday.
Is it?
I get out in the field.
Okay.
Yeah. Got the yellow shirt on today and the dungarees.
Sometimes I work.
Things I don't understand.
Yeah.
You got dungarees on today.
Yes. Husker Online shirt.
He invited me to do a superset with him on his band.
I did.
That's the first. Would you like to join me with a superset?
And you declined.
Remember that one?
You declined.
It seems a little weird. Yeah, I do remember superset. I don't.
It's incredible time. Let's do a superset.
He's doing his band work.
As a former detassler, is Bill ready for detassling?
Yes.
That's the outfit right there?
I didn't know about tennis shoes.
You had to have boots in detassling, which I was not a big detassler. I was not a detassler. So I did the bean work. You have to have long sleeves on, Jake, and something around your neck. Yeah, because you get cut up. Oh, yeah.
I don't know about something around your neck.
Yes.
I never wore something around my neck. You have to have
a handkerchief.
We know that Sip almost threw hands on the way back
with
from
Zook.
No, it was Zorowski, right?
Yeah, Zook.
Was that Zook?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
God dang, you have a good
memory.
Did
he ever shut up?
Ran into him. Yeah. Ran into him in Columbus, Ohio.
Was he still talking?
No, he's super nice. Yeah. I ran into him. I was standing in line to get in. I'm glad you did this. Yeah. I was standing in line. The security's pretty tight there. And it was a long security line. And his wife actually approached me and said their name. And then I look over, and there he is. There he is, my nemesis.
Nemesis, your arch nemesis right there in Columbus, Ohio.
He's there, but he's really kind.
Yeah.
You know, we've just kind of gone past.
You've moved past sixth grade. That's incredible.
Did you ever shut up, Zarosky?
I'm telling you, Ryan, things would get heated, though. I can't imagine.
On the bus,
yeah. Like that. It would get.
There's a lot of talk going back.
Chirping.
A lot of chirping going back and forth. And it was hot.
It was hot. And there was testosterone. A lot of money being made.
Yeah, Jake, and you were just in the bean situation. Oh, you were soaked. You got into the field and you were just your pants. You were just soaked.
I did beans too, by the way.
Yeah, and you were just absolutely. You were just wet immediately. So you had about
constant
just
sweat.
Imagine like
it was
right
hell,
now.
Hell, basically.
Just imagine walking through wet beans, chopping weeds. And also, it's like 90-some degrees, and you're going to be soaked for the next six hours.
Actually, those days where it was kind of chilly in the morning.
Yeah, you get some.
It'd be chilly in the morning, and then it'd get blazing hot.
By 10.
Right.
It's like everything. then your shirt's tied around your head and stuff. It's just, oh.
It was a death march. I did beans, too. Then we had this remarkable period in the Sipple family where we got invited to spray beans from a seated tractor.
I've seen those, though. We never got that. You were at Class A.
We never quite got to Columbus.
That.
So they had like four seats on this apparatus across the tractor, and you had a sprayer.
Yeah.
And that was like, all right, we've arrived.
Yeah, we've arrived.
and you're paying me what today? I'll do this. I'll do this every day for the rest of time. But it didn't last the rest of
time. You guys are telling me, though, that detasseling was not better times.
Detasseling is harder.
In better
depends
times,
how you
but
look
it was
at
not
it.
Better.
I will
time.
Say this: detasseling also that's harder than beans. That's harder because when you get in the middle of a half mile row or whatever, and you're down in that there is no wind
over
there's
your no, head.
Over your head,
you got to reach up.
Yeah, it's detasseling's harder. It's harder.
It's harder than about anything.
But Steve was right in the heat in the biggest detasseling area there was.
You think
that
so?
Area of Nebraska. We didn't have that much.
No. Columbus area. And that you'd be mildly interested. The guy that drove the bus was Dick Libby, who was the football coach. And he was an incredible dude. I mean, a really nice guy. And he didn't really pay attention to what was going on behind him in the bus because it got it was a little wild sometimes. But I remember this, getting home, you just hit the bed. It was, you know, you get home probably at 4.
Yeah.
And I was done.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah.
Done. Like, that's it. I'm sorry, Mom. I may make it to dinner. I'm
going to sleep.
Yeah.
Getting your clothes
off.
It
was real sleep, too. Yeah.
Getting your clothes off from the bean walking was a chore because your pants weighed over 60 pounds and you were covered in mud. And so you
mud.
And so then the big thing was you had to get yourself ready for the next day.
Mud.
And so you had to get ready for the next day.
Good
your
point.
Clothes ready for the next day and ready to go. It wasn't like you had six pairs of I'm going to wear the same thing tomorrow. I got to get this ready to get it going.
Oh, that was real. It was real.
But the undressing, that was a lot, Jake.
I mean, you're a kid, and you'd show up for those buses like at 5:30 a.m.
Get back at what time?
So when we were doing this, Jake, you were playing tennis? Is that what you were doing in the summer?
Yeah, probably so. Golf and tennis. Yeah, golf absolutely. Yeah, probably. I did work at the country club, so I was working. I
worked at the country club.
I was underpaid.
Did you strike?
I think I was below minimum wage at that point. I don't know how it's even possible, but whatever.
That's idle chit-chat.
That is idle chit-chat. Sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Check him out at 738ag.com. Joey Robinson and the team in Bertrand.
They get to control the level with these new computer systems. And Joey, so Joey went and researched the state-of-the-art chemical displacement system.
I'm listening.
So now before it was just like you just sprayed. That was it. Now you have the ability to, how much does it need right here in this part of the field on this level? Oh, yeah, he can control everything. Before it's like just, remember, here's what it was like. This is what it was like before. When we first started driving, Steve, it was wipers you had low and you had high, and that was it. Then you got eventually the intermittent.
The intermittent
came
couple
in.
Couple intermittents.
That was cool, like that. And now you have on my truck, I've got 19 settings.
No,
it's I mean basically, you can have it set. Go out, one will go every 9 seconds, so it'll go every 14 seconds. It's incredible
nice.
what it is now.
It's a nice truck.
That's what Joey does with the spraying. He is the advancement of the low and high. Remember that one? How about when you just kind of, back in the day, too, you just kind of flip the wiper on just for one little boom, one little flip like that back and forth, let it run twice.
Yep.
And then you just like, I wish it would rain harder or stop because I can't take this. Right. I can't take this. And now that doesn't exist anymore. That does not exist anymore. The painstaking of like, I can't get my wipers right because I only have two speeds or I have one speed.
You
now it's like,
that.
Not anymore.
And
like,
Joey,
he's mastered that to ag. That's what he's done.
The spray part.
He's the intermittent wiper.
That's quite a description there.
It really is. He should be very proud of
that. Yeah, I'd be very proud of that. If you ever get a chance to watch the movie about the intermittent wiper?
No.
There's a movie about it?
Yeah. It's incredible. Greg Kinnear's the guy. And the guy...
What is going on?
The guy invented the intermittent wiper, and I think it was either Chevy or Ford, stole it. And he went to court against him and went and battled him. It cost him... It's kind of sad in a way. It cost him his marriage, cost him all the stuff, because he got so obsessed with what was right. And then he ended up... They came to him the night before with an incredible settlement. And he's like, we'll see you tomorrow in court. And he won it all.
Really?
He won it all.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. It's a true story. It's a true story. I don't know the name of the movie. It's with Greg Kinnear, and it is incredible.
Wow.
Watch it.
It's a movie, not a documentary.
No, it's a movie.
And
remember his wife after she got the settlement and just, it's good, you know, because he became so obsessed with it that he had to win this, and he did.
Good for him.
Talk about sticking it to the man. Yeah, I like that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
7-3.
God, thank you for that.
8ag.com. Okay, we're getting closer and closer and closer to football season. I know it feels like we're not because it's still June, but we'll have media days mid-July, then we go to Vegas for the Big Ten in late July, and people are talking about Heisman Trophy winners already. Look, they're getting ahead with their lists in terms of who's undervalued in 2025, and I guess to no one's surprise here in Nebraska, Dylan Raiola makes a list on CBS Sports. This list from Brad Crawford has Dylan Raiola as the fourth most intriguing undervalued Heisman contender this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Here's what it says about him.
Yeah.
He's at 65-1 odds.
Okay.
It says, if you're buying what Husker coach Matt Rhule is selling about Raiola this summer, this one's worth exploring further. The sophomore quarterback is all in on bringing Nebraska back to national prominence and showed flashes of elite arm strength as a five-star first-year starter in 2024. Raiola would have fetched top dollar in the transfer portal given his expansive skill set, but stuck to his guns and honored his initial commitment for another year with the Huskers. Nebraska should be 3-0 with sparkling numbers for Raiola before hosting Michigan at the end of September. The addition of ex-Kentucky wideout Dane Key, who caught 126 passes for 1,800 yards and 14 touchdowns over three seasons with Kentucky, was an early Christmas gift for Raiola. That's the comment.
I thought the most interesting part of that was he would have fetched top dollar in the portal. True. I don't know. I guess people probably fully understand that. I know that Sean just, I mentioned to Sean, I was like, wow, so Dylan would have gotten a lot. And he goes, come on. Auburn, Texas A&M, and another Miami. He goes, the discussions were real. I'm like, wow, how do I miss stuff like that? Did we talk about that? Auburn, Texas A&M, Miami? I was like, I had no idea. But anyway, yeah, he would have, like an Adidas school for sure. He could have commanded a lot of money. But anyway,
someone that Bill knows well, Avery Johnson, was second at K-State with 50-1 odds.
Second on this list of undervalued Heisman guys.
It's like the second of the third party list type of thing.
Kind
of
like that.
Yes. It's kind of an odd list. I think that they're just taking someone, like I said, it's just a potential list. So, they have a potential list Avery Johnson has that. It'll always be the one thing that'd be interesting in quarterback play down the road is that I would imagine most quarterbacks that have a chance to win the Heisman will mostly all be dual threat because they have to have plays that stand out with their feet.
Mm-hmm. Jackson Arnold.
They'll have to have plays that stand out. Jackson Arnold.
Is he a runner?
No, I wouldn't consider him a dynamic. I don't remember a play of his from
at
Oklahoma.
I don't.
A dynamic
I thought
play.
He was a little bit of a runner. He's third on the list. Yeah. That's why he raises
Avery. It does hit the end. Arnold can run, too. I haven't seen him run.
Though. Yeah, I've not seen that.
Does he say that?
At the Avery Johnson can run. He is a runner. But I'm just saying, in general, you're going to see quarterbacks that have chances, especially if they're coming off of a supplemental list. They're going to have dynamic plays with their feet.
Here's what it says about Arnold, by the way. QBs to rush for 130-plus yards versus Alabama over the last 20 seasons. Jaden Daniels, Jackson Arnold.
Wow. Okay. So that would put him in that category.
He got 130, yeah.
Yeah, that put him in that category.
Maybe.
If you can run, you're going to have it's going to get you have a better chance of having more plays when the coaching breaks down.
Number one on this list was Jeremiah Love. I did not know that he averaged 6.9 a carry last year.
That's pretty good.
And 13.9
and scored a touchdown in 13 straight games at one point.
At Notre Dame.
13 straight games.
Huge run against in the playoffs. Right. Had the
against 98-yarder.
Yeah, 98-yarder. Was he hurt in the playoff a little bit?
He was banged up. He was banged up from that point on.
That's why I don't know much about him, because I don't think he played a lot in the playoff. Jeremiah Love, number one on this list. Number two, Avery Johnson. Number three, Jackson Arnold.
And then four, Raiola. After that, DeMond Williams at Washington, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up is because I looked at the
– DeMond Williams.
He's very dynamic. So that's why he doesn't throw it as well. Doesn't throw it as well.
DeMond.
So, but he'll have dynamic plays.
So he's a transfer.
This one was odd. I thought sixth.
No, I don't believe he's a transfer.
It says playing behind Mississippi State. He's playing behind Will Rogers.
Backup to Will Rogers. Okay, last year. Yes.
He's there. Okay.
And 180-1 at six is Caleb Downs at Ohio State. I would be stunned if Caleb Downs wins the Heisman. Not because he's not a great player. It's really hard to win the Heisman as a safety.
Yeah.
Or any sort of defensive player in general.
Well, if you're going to be that, you're going to have to do something else. So you're going to have to be a returner. So if you're going to be a defense, I'm also a kickoff punt returner. That's what gives you the chance. Charles Woodson also is in the return game.
Mm.
So if you don't have the return game, I mean, like this year, Travis Hunter, mm-hmm. He had something. Yeah, he played offense, too.
Yeah.
That really helped.
Yeah. Running backs, too. I mean, running backs. Three running backs since 2000 have won it. Three. I mean, so running backs aren't winning it. Not very often.
And defensively, I mean, there's only really been one time where a true defensive player should have won it, and that would have been Sue. And that was one of the most dominant scenes in the history of college football, what he was like
probably
that year.
Should have won.
I mean, Outland, Lombardi, Chuck Benarek, right? I mean, every war there was, and he probably should have won it. And he was dominant, and he was playing up front.
Yeah.
So he was an everyday involved in the play. So that basically takes out, I don't know how a safety would ever have a chance.
No.
It would be next to impossible.
Yeah. How about, like, if he had 12 interceptions?
No.
Like a Daniel Bull. Was it Daniel?
Josh
had 10.
Yeah.
He had
10. 2003.
That wouldn't do it.
That would not even close.
Sue was the best player in the land. I mean, there was no doubt about it. That's what was always odd to me about it. He was the best football player.
Who won it that year?
Mark Ingram.
Ingram won it.
Yep.
That's a bad.
I think Sue got fourth. I think he got fourth
third or fourth.
That's a bad pick.
Yeah.
It was a bad pick.
Ingram?
He's very forgettable. Ingram had a decent NFL career, but a forgettable Heisman winner.
Ingram? Mm.
Yeah, should have been Sue. But you'll look for dynamic.
Sad.
So if you're like looking to make a crazy pick, look for dynamic, because what you want to see is you want to see runs where you just go, it's a throws to, like I used to say with Jaden Daniels from LSU, he was almost untackleable. You couldn't tackle him. You just couldn't hit
Slippery?
Him.
Slippery?
I mean, he would make people miss. It was incredible. Yes, he threw it too, but some of the things he did with his feet were so remarkable. And so you're going to have that element to your game.
Slippery.
So we'll see. Dylan Raiola making a list, getting some preseason praise there.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him on that list.
I'm honestly surprised he wasn't a couple higher.
Number four on the list. When we come back, some big news, some surprising news at BYU.
Football. God.
That's up next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.